I think we are live. Let me know if y'all can hear me out there. Give it a few more minutes, then we'll get everything rock and rolling. Awesome new features out today. We're jamming on some tracks while we wait for a little bit. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We're playing right now something from Beats Ballistic. I think it's on beatsballistic.com. You'll be seeing an album coming out from them real soon. People, talented producers. Very electro, hip hop, trance, and bassy. Show some love to some of our associates and partners on the back. Alright, so turn this down and get to it a little bit. Talk about what's going on here. So welcome to Austin Action Fest and Friends. Austin Action Heroes and Friends, I should say. Lord Reddick, the violence conductor. It's a good day. It's been a good day. It's also my anniversary, right? So I'm here because I love you guys. So I'm taking the time to come here and do a special live event and say what's up and kind of give you guys some updates and talk about some changes. So we just moved. In random news, we just moved from one part of Gerald to the other part of Gerald. As you see, the backdrop's a little different. The camera up here. Bruce Lee riding the camera. If you see that, it's probably something to do with Wing Chun or Jeet Kune Do. I have no idea. Cap in the corner. Got a Spawn over there. Clearly Itachi Uchiha, the best of all the Uchihas, the best of all the Naruto characters. If you disagree with that, go ahead and drop a comment in the chat about how you're wrong and how there's somebody who's better. The only acceptable answer is possibly my guy, because he's the only real ninja. Everybody else is a wizard who can throw hands. Another camera over there. What else we got? What's the leg I represent? What's got in the background? Ninja Turtle poster up there. Stop. Oh yeah, Savage World, monkey with a pistol. Because it's you already know. We're living in clown world right now. Stay strapped. Got the Akatsuki Cloud back there. Gaming chair. What is this? S-Racer. It was red, so I had to get it. Right, you know how we do. What else we got back there? A bunch of weapons, lightsabers, Saber Forge blade, needle, katana, Gurkha, Indian or Native American axe, Kapesh. Of course, down there somewhere is Mihawk's blade. You know, Hawkeye's Mihawk, you know. So, anyways, good times, new studio, new setup. So, we should be doing a little more, be a little more frequent with the live streams, the videos. This space is a lot more conducive to that. There's not, you know, before we were kind of shooting out of a, we still train in a facility, Kruger Taekwondo in Gerald, but we were shooting out of there. We were dealing with children. Training in the background, kicking bags, yelling, screaming, having a good old time. So what we're doing is kind of changing that up a little bit and doing something different. So here we are. We see some more of our live streams, more of our movie reviews, more of our podcasts. So we are on Podbean. So most of the places you listen to your live stream, your podcast, you can find us. We are on there. If there's any specific type of guests you'd like us to bring on the show to talk about, please, you know, let us know. Give us some words in the comments about who you like. I think Colleen Chin, I think that's her name, let me look it up, has been requested. Colleen, I'm probably mixing her up with Colleen. Christine W. Chen. I actually have the book Get Realism. It's in my library, on my bookshelf somewhere. So I always represent, you know, local awesome talent. Got to do that. So she's somebody I plan on having on the show. She has a tremendous amount of talent, tremendous amount of experience, and we'll be bringing some of that to you guys. How to run a set, because running a set is not always just the creative side. It's the business side. It's the mechanics. And if you can't get the mechanics down, you're not going to have a good movie. Can't do the business. We can do no business. We can have no show. So we'll get to that later. Let's see here. First up, special discount code to anybody jumping on the stream today. Our special code today is AAF, as in Austin Action Fest, Stream 24. It will get you 40% off, okay, for submissions. 40% off. So, if you're going to jump in and submit your project to Austin Action Fest and Market, the best action festival in Austin, Texas, spend the money. This is the time to do it. Use the code. And, you know, save yourself some bread. Give me a second here. What's up? No. What's up? Is it what? No, I'm not. I'm not using the voice changer. There's no voice changer. Erica's asking me if I'm using a voice changer. I'm not doing a voice changer. It's my normal voice. Check it on. Check. Steven, is my... Steven, people in the comments, let me know. Is my voice sound weird on Facebook or YouTube? I got it. So I'm checking with people who are not on Instagram. If you're on Facebook or YouTube, do I sound like a normal human being? No, get out of here. This is nothing. See, this is the problem with sharing office. Now she wants to get all involved. They don't want to get on the camera. See, Steven says it sounds normal, so we're rocking with it. All right. All right, we're going to take it from there. I wonder if I can do voice tricks on this microphone. I got the Mono PD400X. It's a very fun monitor. It's a very fun little microphone. You got a lot of options with it. I'm going to pick one of those up. We got codes in the comments. Very, very, very reasonably priced. This is what we use in our radio show. Big fans of... Yeah, well, I can barely hear you, but I got headphones on. See, nice. Oh my God, I'm gonna ignore her while I try to do. I'm trying to work over. I'm trying to be serious. All right, so Again, the discount code for 40% off for submissions. Remember, this is for short films, feature films, standalone action sequences. You know, we take projects that are up to 40%. And, I mean, so we take projects that are up to like 59 minutes as well as features. So let's take it from there. Hold on, let me do something to adjust this real quick. Turn the music down a little bit. How does that sound, Steven? That better? You know what? I'm going to just get up close with it. Let's get intimate. Let's get close, yeah. All right, cool. So, again, special discount, 40% off, AAF Stream 24. Alpha, Alpha, Foxtrot, Stream 24. 40% off. We only do this while we're streaming, so if you're going to do that, use that code quickly. Trying to let y'all know. So first and foremost, we're not going to bury the lead here. We got a special discount or a special distribution project we're doing right now through one of our partners, Filmocracy. It's actually really, really cool. So we have the ability to offer AVOD to our, and actually technically the way it's structured, kind of like a TVOD deal as well, to people who have feature films and short films. Now, feature films, you have some options of where you want to go if you want to do that. But short films, the list gets, you know, thinner and thinner. So we have a way, if you have a project that would fit our festival, to run that year long. So if you got some shorts that are on YouTube that you don't mind pulling down, or that you don't want on YouTube yet, we got a deal that we can do. And even if it is, if you need it to live on YouTube, we can have a conversation about that. But we have some options for ways to monetize people's short films, web series, things like that. We have some options to get filmmakers paid for things that we don't normally get paid for. There's a lot of new programs that are coming out to assist people in doing this. I think this is the way that film is going to be going in the future. I think it's the rise of the indie filmmaker right now. This is the time. We had a resurgence, I believe, in the like 90s. Then it kind of dipped, and it's coming back because there's just so much content, and so many people they're running through everything that the big studios can put out. So they're looking for something either different, or they just look for something more because they ran out of other stuff to watch. Some of those movies are not good that the studios put out. So that creates an opportunity for us to really capitalize as independent filmmakers and start to get following, start to get crowds on our team. And these are the people you can go back to time and time again to help you move your career forward. So we are trying to facilitate that. Very exciting time. So if you're interested in doing something like that, you can find me, The Vons Conductor. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on all the places. My email is contact@austinactionfest.com. Again, that's contact@austinactionfest.com. Shoot me an email. Send me some links to some of your work, and we can talk about what we can see about doing to put you on our with our distributor and get you some money in your pocket. So there's that. Let's see what else we got. The date of the event this year, we're going August 9th and 10th of 2024 will be the Austin Action Fest and Market this year. August 9th and 10th. We'll have a small screening is what we're planning right now on the 9th, like a kickoff screening premiere. Then we're going to do our happy hour mixing networking event. And then Saturday, it is screening and films all day. We'll build in some time for networking and mixing there as well, because it's really good, important to us that everybody get a chance to mingle and associate with other producers, other filmmakers, distribution. If there are any sales reps, we want to build in the time to make sure that you can make those connections, because our event is building itself out more as a film market / film festival, not just a film festival. So we're interested in you having the opportunity and the time to do business without sacrificing your film festival experience as well. So stay tuned for that. Your tickets are on sale. Go to filmfreeway.com/AustinActionFest. You can find the tickets there. Day of the event, we talked about that. What we have planned. Okay, so some of this is still under wraps, so I'm coming to you guys a little early. But we're working on a particular speaker who is very experienced. Let me bring up I'm trying to say it without saying too much about this person, because I can't, we don't have it confirmed yet. The deal is almost done. But this person specializes in writing, producing, and curating film. One of the things they do is help you raise capital, help you bring the money that's necessary to move this project forward. They work with independent filmmakers, and they create films and help people raise the necessary funds to make those things happen. Let's see if there's anything else I can say. This person's a six-figure CEO and a film business mentor. Okay, helping you create successful films, getting funded, produced, and distributed. Now, this individual, she works globally. Okay, so this is not just somebody working in the United States. They're working internationally and making big things happen for people. So we're working on having her show up and do, we're looking at a seminar this year. We have her in person next year, but this year's looking more like a webinar, couple hours to really help you get your film moved in the right direction. And again, it's the type of person you want to know. These are the kind of people you want to bring to Austin Action Fest so that you can meet them and make these connections and move your career forward. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Should be cool. I can't spill any beans yet until the ink is signed and everything is locked in tight. We don't like to do too much, so you guys will be hearing about that. We do have also, we're looking at booking a lawyer, an entertainment lawyer, to come through this year and talk to us about the ins and outs of doing film from a legal perspective and making sure that you're being protected while you're out there doing business. I know everybody loves, do the art. The art's great. You know, handshakes with friends. I've done plenty of those. It's awesome. It's great. It's great till it's not. Okay? It's great till it's not. So if they are your friends, there's ways to do everything above board and make sure everyone's protected in the event that it makes money or doesn't make money, because money can make people act funny. So it's better to just get all that stuff knocked out up front. Contracts, make them simple, get it out the way. Those are my thoughts there. So we'll be bringing that individual once everything is confirmed in the next couple of weeks. To the event so that you can meet them and learn some things that you may not have thought about, or at least have a connection here in Austin for somebody you can go to if you do have questions about contracts and things like that. What else? We are looking at having a group of African fighters, African-based martial artists, come and do some demonstrations during the event. We're still lining that out as well. We're going to work on that for you, but you should be expecting to see some kind of an action demonstration at this particular event, and it should be a lot of fun. Again, I can't say too much. This is kind of like a teaser. I'm just letting you all know some of the things that you might see at this year's event. And again, in the comments, if there's something you particularly like to see at one of our events, let me know. If there's a special kind of guest you want to have, a specific star you would like to see show up, a particular type of event or panel or particular topic you like to see covered, let us know. We're very responsive. We're here for filmmakers. We're here to help you and help train you and help get you the information that you need and the intel that you need to be successful in your career. So the better that everyone engages what we're doing, and the better feedback we get, and the more interaction we get with everyone else, the better we can plan these things to give you exactly what you want. You know, normally you're going to an event and it's something that someone thought up that they thought was cool. We're opening the door and saying, hey, come participate. Let us know what you want. We'll try to put that together for you if we get enough interest in those particular types of classes or workshops or whatever. We're also looking for people who want to volunteer and be a part of the team and be in the background making everything happen. Specifically web designers, flyer designers, people who want to cut trailers, things like that. Specifically on the marketing and promotional side, because that's what we do a lot of leading up to this event. Really appreciate some help here if you want to come get some experience. Great place to do it. It's a pretty fun internship or job, if you want to call it that. It's pretty entertaining. We have a lot of fun. So you get to see a lot of cool movies and meet a lot of cool people. So definitely worth doing. Let's see what else we got here. The Vision. Let me talk a little bit about The Vision. We'll talk about our gaming, the gaming we're doing as well, the convention we're planning, the sponsorships and all that. So just to talk a little bit about why. The entire point of Austin Action Fest is to bring filmmakers together with producers, the distribution, the sales, the marketing and sales and distribution people that you need to put money in your pocket. If you cannot do business, there is no show. You can only weekend warrior it for so long. You can only do that stuff as a hobby. It's a very expensive hobby. You can only do that for so long. We're trying to help people who want to actually build a career in this field. From 0 to 100, wherever you are in that range, we're trying to be a resource to make sure that you can do that profitably. And specifically all the Texans out there. We have an entire world dedicated to Best in Texas because that's where we are, that's where we're from, and that's where we started doing films. So we have a special place in our heart for Texan filmmakers because we know how difficult it is to do things here sometimes because we don't have necessarily the same level of infrastructure that some of the other places do. We want to actively be part in changing that. So we joined the TXMPA, Texas Motion Picture Alliance, and we support different organizations like AEB, and Women in Film Texas. We work with a lot of different organizations and try to support and donate to those organizations because together we can achieve great things. If everybody's being a crab in a barrel, all these different organizations, all these different production houses, all these different stunt groups, it makes success that much more harder, more difficult to attain. So it's about collaboration, you know? It's not about holding everything ourselves. That's called constipation. It's not good for your health. So gaming, esports cave. So, we've been doing some work with Connor Stillwell. They're doing some cool events over there at the esports cave. We're going to be bringing some of that back potentially in 2024, if not in 2025. For instance, this Saturday, March the 16th, they will be doing a Smash Brothers Saturdays esports cave event at 1717 Scottsdale Drive. All ages welcome. Entrance fee is $12 from 3 to 7 p.m. Every Saturday, the Esports Cave becomes the ultimate destination for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate enthusiasts. Weekly tournaments starting from December 9th offer a thrilling platform for both seasoned competitors and newcomers to showcase their skills in one of the most popular fighting games today. The Esports Cave looks awesome. It's really, really dope. You want to go out there. Go out there. Get involved in gaming. Esports is on the rise. It's not even on the rise. Esports is here. And Austin Action Fest does plan to be a part of that because most of those games are action. Call of Duty, action. Smash Brothers is literally cartoon characters and anime characters, video game characters thrown hands. So we're there for it. We're here for it. Put something in the comment if you like gaming. You know, a lot of our constituents are gamers as well. I am a gamer. Can't see it, but there is a Tekken 5 controller, like joystick controller over there, because it's that serious. Let's see what else we got. Sponsors. So we have different types. See you, Steven. Yeah, me too. Yeah, got you. We have different levels of sponsorships. We are still accepting sponsors. You'll see some more stuff about that real soon. We have a bunch of sponsors, as you can see. Meridian Hive Meadery here in Austin, Ballistic Blade Entertainment, Shotlister, Ming House, Ming Chun, been a staunch supporter this entire time, really appreciate them. Kitiara Blue does excellent work with scripts. We utilize the services ourselves. Nikki is very talented, that's why we have her as a speaker at our events almost every year. We do plan on having her back this year as well. The topic has not been yet decided totally, but it'll be good and it'll be useful, so you need to be there. Austin Movie Gear, great supporter, always providing inexpensive gear to Austin's movie makers. Let's see, iloveyourmoney.net. They actually do our bookkeeping, okay? Because I'm not great at that. I'm not great at the bookkeeping. Hate QuickBooks. It's a very good program. I don't like doing it. So offload that to somebody who is talented. Erica is very skilled at that. So iloveyourmoney.net for your bookkeeping needs. Specializes in specialty small businesses, small to medium-sized businesses. Has worked in a number of different industries, does a very good job solving problems, doing software migrations, very, very talented, her and her team over there. Women in Film and TV Austin, great supporters, really appreciate their support last year, helping us put a lot of things together, and we will be doing more with them in the future. Writer Duet, another writing program. You know, a lot of people use Final Draft. Writer Duet has a lot of collaborative options there. Really, really cool program. Give them a try if you haven't. The Rock Group with Daniel Cavanis Weatherford. An amazing people. That's all I can say. Trust them in my life. Trust them with my projects. We work with them directly. And 3R Productions, which is Keisha. Another person we trust, does excellent work. One of the most competent individuals we know. That's why we have them involved as well. So I think that's it. I don't think there's anybody I missed. Backstage, you guys all know Backstage. For all of your casting needs, we've used Backstage to cast a couple of our projects. The system worked flawlessly, made it very easy, very simple to do auditions and all that. So, you know, take a look at them as well. Let's see here. Talked about that. Gaming sponsors. Oh, yeah, convention. So here's where everything is going to be going pretty soon. Austin Action Fest and Market will not just be a film festival and a film market. It will be an actual action convention. Now, we're looking at doing that in 2024. I have to do some research, prices, and get the budget and everything together to make sure our grants are put together correctly. But we're talking, you know, cosplay competition, gaming competition, actual action stunt training, fight choreography. We're looking at doing some things with wire training, all the stuff you really want to use or do to take your fight choreography and your action in your film to the next level. We're bringing some of that to the convention. So, yeah, you can play games. Yeah, there'll be vendors. Yeah, there'll be booths. There'll be all the things you see at a normal anime or comic convention. In addition to that, higher level training for those of us who are, you know, actually engaged in the action arts. So that sounds interesting to you. Let me know. We'll have some in-towners and some out-of-towners providing that training. It should be some fun stuff. We're talking to some groups out of Atlanta. I can't say too much until everything's confirmed again, but they do some high-level work, specifically with the wires. And I have some individuals locally here who do some high-level work as well with the wires. So again, it'll be a collaboration in town and out of town, and we'll have some fun with that. But, you know, gaming, start training, panels. So if there's things you would like to see at a convention like that, or things that you've seen already that are like, tell me what your favorite thing was at the last comic convention you went to or anime convention you went to. Please let us know. Speaking of which, just to plug another event out here, you know, because we're about sharing. You know what I mean? It's not all about us. It is not all about Austin Action Fest. It's about, you know, it's about everybody. Let me share this real fast. Oh, that's dope. Let me share this screen so y'all can see it. Present slide. Share screen. Anime Sukuno. Facebook share. There we go. Okay. So, as you see, Anime Sunica will be playing or taking place very soon. I believe that is February the... Let me check the dates. Thought it was on the flyer. No, it's not. Let's put it here. 17th and 18th, Anime Sunica. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, X, and TikTok. Tickets and info, animesunica.com. Yes, let's see. Cosplay guest announcements, Porcelain Doll, Waifus on Wheels, Twin Capricorn cosplay. So this is going to be anime, sneaker convention, and Asian food festival. So this is dope. If you know me, this is the kind of thing I get into, right? From 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Cadence Bank Center, Belton, Texas. Okay? I don't know if you know this, but special guest, let's see, there's somebody here that we know from Texas. I'm trying to see if she's on. If she's on something, I don't know. Anyways, you all know her. We all love her. Shalava, okay? Sheila Marie, our homegirl. She was actually a panelist at our last event, one of our featured speakers. She's awesome, okay? One of my favorite people, very talented. She will actually be performing musically at this event because she does theme songs for particular animes. So this is something that you want to be at to support not only Sheila, of course. Look at that, Anime Sunica. Look at, who's that? Oh, man, Shalava performing. I believe that is Kamen America. I always say Kamen Rider, which is terrible. I think Kamen means mask. But I think it's Kamen America, if I'm not mistaken, is the name of the one that she produces music for. She's super talented. You saw her at the panel last year. If you haven't, go take a look at the YouTube. Her talk that entire time was awesome. Shihori, if you don't know who this is, if you listen to The Real Folk Blues, don't know if that's how the words go. But I can play Bebop, one of my favorite anime. She was one of the people that were involved in doing the singing for one of the theme songs. So I didn't know that. So I'm actually very excited to meet her. I don't normally get excited about just meeting random people. Who else was that? I'm sorry. Peter Dante. You've seen him in a bunch of different things. Obviously, that's a familiar face. I'm just letting it scroll through here. There's a bunch of different people. They're popping up. It should be a really dope event. Let me see if I can share this tab. Yeah, see that? Can you see that? Is it scrolling through? Yeah, okay. So it's going to roll through some of the people who are going to actually be at the event, which is really, really cool. Show support. If we show support to events like this, they do more of them, they get more money, they get bigger, and it's better. And then you don't have to travel, you know, to San Antonio or somewhere, you know, hours and hours, or, you know, California or whatever, to go to these events. We should be able to have these events in Texas because Texas is the bestest. So yeah, support the event, support the people who put these events on. Yeah, Blake Shepherd, you see all these people. I'm gonna wait till he gets back to the homie Sheila, because you guys need to see the, oh snap, Mihawk's gonna be there. Oh snap, there's Sheila, right? Shalava, then Shihori, and then Peter. Okay, Peter Nante, cool stuff. This should be a lot of fun. Music, anime, food, sneakers. It's going to be dope. All right. So that's all I had to say about that. But our event is to grow into something like that, plus the film festival, plus the gaming, plus distribution for filmmakers. So, yeah, we'll be out there. We'll be representing. Anybody have any questions? Because I didn't even really mean to run this long. It's really weird just talking to myself. You know, it's very, very, it's actually very difficult. It's much easier when you have other people co-hosting with you so you can bounce off of them. But I guess here we are. Any questions, any thoughts, any comments, any concerns? Go ahead and throw those in the chat. You know, I'm waiting. While I'm waiting, I'm going to play a track. Wait for y'all to ask me a question or say something. Wait, we got a question. What was that question?
What are the different categories that you can submit for that are unique to Austin Action Fest?
Let me pull that up. Let's just run it, fam. So, I was asked, what are the unique categories that we allow people to submit for? That is actually a really good question, because I don't think a lot of people know all the different ways you can win awards or what you can do with us. So let me present my page again. So filmfreeway.com, Austin Action Fest is where, you know, you can actually make the submissions. You can go to austinactionfest.com for more details. We have a digital pitch competition, standalone action sequence, which includes trailers, reels, music videos, or if you just cut out individual scenes of movies that you made, We'll take that action sequence because it's important for fight choreographers and stunt coordinators to get work too. And we have given people work from or connected filmmakers with stunt coordinators through our event because they saw a sequence, thought it was really cool, said, who made that? We knew the guy, and we directed them to those people. And we are also in talks with people for distribution that have submitted already. So that's another whole thing we're going to be doing. So let's see, short film 0 to 5, 5 to 20. We have the unique category of a short film 21 to 59. Many places consider 40, 45 minutes or so to be a feature. It's not. So we give you a unique category of 41 to 50 or 21 to 59. And we just, if it's good enough, we figure out the programming. It's an odd time. But, you know, if you have a good story and that story takes 35 minutes to tell and it's tight, we'll figure it out. Obviously, feature films, short film script, 60 pages or less, feature length script, 61 pages or more, action series, pilot, 9 to 70 minutes. Some people have a 10-minute pilot. Some people have a whole hour-long pilot. We wanted to make sure everything in between could fit, so it's a pretty wide variety. But, you know, we're here for action series as well. So those are all the standalone categories. Those are things you can do by themselves. You don't have to pick up another package because I know there was some confusion about this. Here we go. Best Action Actor. That's an additional award category. It means you have to pick one of the standalone categories. So I'm going to give a list of everything that's an additional. And we added these because we realized, you know, there's some people who they're not going to get a chance to go to some of the other film festivals because they're not going to want these action-heavy projects. But what if you do an outstanding job acting in an action-heavy project? That deserves recognition as well. And so we added some of these because we realized people, you know, wanted to get recognized for their hard work and things that were not action because we are more inclusive than those other festivals. So Best Action Actor, Best Action Actress, Best VFX, Best FX, Best Costume Design. We had some really cool one last year for that. Let's see. Best Original Score. And we do mean original, right? So original. So find out if it's not original, you're not getting the award. If I hear something from Incompetech, you're not getting the award. Best in Texas. That's a specific award for Texas filmmakers so we can promote independent filmmakers in Texas. It's just for Texas folks. It covers all categories. Then we have Red Carpet Interview, 6 to 10 minutes. So if you need something for social media, if you need something to help promote your movie or your project, we got you. We'll do some interviews. We'll talk about some things in your film to help you promote what you have going on. We have professional hosts here. That this is what they're trained to do. You know, Marky Costello trained hosts in California to come here and help you get some time on camera, even if maybe it's just practice. Maybe you're not good at doing interviews. Well, come get some coaching. We'll walk you through it. It'll be something you can use. If you need more than, you know, 10 minutes, if this is something where you want to do like a real deep dive into your project, this is like your 10 to 20 or more. There's another category for that. This is just something to help you have, again, something for promotional where you could chop it up and throw it out to the wind. One of the other things we do is from all the projects that are selected, we will give you a review of your project. So if you select your project, you will get some kind of a review from us so that you can use that to promote your film as well. And I think we have some of the dopest laurels around. They are incredibly violent looking. I don't know if there's any images of them up here, but they're very violent looking and are cooler than everybody else's. So, yeah, that's the Austin Action Fest in a nutshell. Let's see. We have a bunch of gifts, a bunch of things we give away. It's cool stuff. So, were there any other questions from anybody before we close this bad boy out when I get back to Valentine's Day? And I'm going to play a track while I wait for y'all to compose your questions. What are we going to go with? We'll go with one from King Dom. We jamming. All right, let me pull out some of the things I got on Instagram. So unfortunately, StreamYard is not very friendly with Instagram. So, okay, Power Styles Films says that they will submit the newest movie after post-production. Thank you. We do take works in progress. So if the deadline is an issue or something, feel free to submit to us. We can judge it on whatever merits it has at the time of submission. And if you tell me you're going to do some VFX or clean some things up or throw a grade on it, we can figure that out. All right. Let's see what else. Appreciate you. I see you, Key Coil. I see you, Flash Fights. For you, John. Yeah, I see. I see you, fam. All right. What kind of prizes can people win? So right now we have a number of different things. So you get some free software from ShotLister. MediaBiz or ShowBiz software has been offered in the past. What they're normally offering our people is different budgeting software, like high-end, like $700 budgeting software, like legit stuff to use on your programs or use on your different projects. We have some stuff from Awesome Movie Gear for the locals because, you know, most people aren't going to be shipping cameras out, but Awesome Movie Gear has very, very reasonable prices. For some of our scripts, we do offer coverage through KDR Blue Media. That's one of the things they donate to us as a sponsor. We also have, let me see what else we got up here. Let me pull up my page. Pull that up. And give me un segundo. Comments, hide that. Okay, cool. And move my camera thing down. There we go. So we have those two. ShotLister is another app that helps you put together shot lists digitally and be able to share those out with a team. It's actually a really cool app that we like to use on sets. Let's see what else we got here. Writer Duet does offer our writers different free passes to use our software because it's subscription-based. So anywhere from 3 to 6 to 12 months worth of services from them, depending on what you win. We do have some stuff from iPitch typically. We're going to see if they're still going to be with us this year. But they do have different programs they offer for people who are trying to be involved in the pitch competition, which is really cool. So if you got an idea and you want to pitch it, we actually have producers that will look it over and tell you what they think, make a judgment. It's never a bad idea to pitch a project and let people hear what you got going on. So, and it's digital. So if you already got a pitch, just send it to us and we'll look it over and we'll give it a grade. There you go. And the winning pitch gets played during the event at the festival. So whoever's there gets to see it. Let's see. Last time we did one live, that was fun. Let's see. See what else we got on Instagram. Since I got to go right to Instagram to pull up your comments. Archie Fields, I see you. Zionian, are you back in the country yet? I don't even know where you are right now. You was in Japan one time. I don't know where you were the last time I saw you. Chance Carroll, good stunt guy. Pro wrestler, semi-pro wrestler. I see you, baby. Flipping off the ropes. 24K stunts, I see you. Gold, yeah. I see you, Vivek. B-Boy Wicked, breaking champion. He's got a new track out. Go show the boy some love. B-Boy Wicked, if you've seen You Got Served, one of the greatest dance movies of all time, you've seen B-Boy Wicked. So check the kid out. We were actually thinking about doing a dance competition in one of these just because it would be fun. If that's something y'all would like to see, let me know, and we'll talk about putting that together. Mike the Green Drummer, I see you. Okay, who else we got here? Keep going, Flash Fights. All right. Thank you for this information. Yeah, I think that's it. Unless I got some final questions, I'm going to give it like another 10 seconds, then I'm going to jump off of here and go hang out with my wife because it's Valentine's Day.
Hey.
Maybe we'll go watch Madam Web. Oh. You know, I'm seeing a lot of energy about the movie on the internet, and I'm very curious about it. And I'm wondering if it suffers from what people have been talking about, which is, what is it? Perfect character syndrome. It's kind of like when people talk about a Mary Sue character, but it's very specific. I saw this YouTuber I discuss in Perfect Character Syndrome is we're like, this character can bend all the rules of the universe, can do no wrong, does not care, suffers no consequences, pays no penalties, just breaks the rules of the verse, and it makes everything feel fake and forced. I'm curious if it's doing that. I'm hoping it doesn't. You know, as me, sometimes, okay, and I want to say this because this is actually really, really important. Sometimes when we're doing reviews, because you'll see our reviews and we try to be relatively lighthearted. First and foremost, congratulations if you finished a short. Congratulations if you finished a feature. It's very hard to do that. It's just difficult, right? We all know that. Anybody who does film knows that. So even when we're making fun of stuff, it's all in jest. It's all in good fun. And it's hopefully for people to grow and learn from it. I have made bad movies before. I have made shorts that are so bad. And I'll still share them because they're hilarious how bad they are. Like, oh, man, we shot this. And we remember hearing that you have to do, you know, desaturation. So we adjusted our camera to do desaturation for the shoot. But we were shooting on Windows Movie Maker. And we didn't know how to bring the contrast back up. We didn't know how to bring the sharpness back up. So it just looked like desaturated fuzzy footage. It was terrible. That's hilarious. Because that's how we learn. Like, you can fail forward. You can trip upstairs. Right? So I'm not too proud. And if you guys ever want to do a bad movie screening where you get to talk about a terrible short you made and walk us through the director's commentary, I'm with it, and I'm willing to participate and show you some of the stuff I did that I swore we were doing it when we shot it. I can see the shorts in my head right now, and I'm like, that was so bad. But it was what was necessary, and it was what we could do at the time, right? So anyways, when we do those things, we make commentary about stuff. Sometimes we make jest. That is with the understanding that you did something very impressive. You finished a short film. You finished a feature film. You planned it. You executed it. You went through post-production. And then you put it out there, which was also brave. So I'm hoping the movies we see are good. I hope every movie I watch that has action in it is good, is successful. Whether it's a male lead, female lead, or whatever, I don't care. Sometimes they just aren't. And also, as artists, we have to be willing to take critiques. You know, you got to be able to take it like, hey, this wasn't good. Hey, this was terrible. Hey, don't ever do that again. You know, feel lifestyle, see fam. I think that's also an important part of doing film. It's an important part of doing business. Why do you think every business you've ever gone to ask you for reviews, ask you for your commentary, ask you to, you know, like, share, all that other stuff? They want to know if they're doing a good job. Me too. If I'm not doing something you guys like, if I need to change something up, let me know. If it's within my power, I'll do that. If it's not, you know, that's tough. Just got to rock with the boy. I don't know what to tell you. we will do what we can and soldier on. So this is the kind of thing that Hollywood needs to be able to take that kind of critique as well. There's nothing sacred in business and film. You know, everything can catch a commentary stray. But it is all in good nature. It is all supposed to be in fun, lightheartedness, and positive. So I'm hoping Madam Web is not bad because the reviews have been terrible that I've seen. But I also know that people tend to just hate watch stuff. So in this day and age, people think it's cool to just hate on stuff. And a lot of those people who just randomly hate on everything that ever comes out don't make things. It's easy to be a ref, but they don't build monuments to refs. They don't name buildings after refs. They name them after players. I know some people are not happy with Disney for a variety of reasons. And if you're boycotting movies like Madam Web, not Madam Web is actually Sony, but you know what I mean. If you're boycotting movies like that, say why. Don't say the movie's terrible. Say, I don't want to watch it because. Be honest. I've seen people critique movies that they ain't even watch. If you ain't watched the movie, don't do that. A lot of, and especially as a stunt person, as a fight choreographer, I've been a part of movies that were not very good. And there's people dragging the film and saying it's terrible. I'm like, they haven't even seen me work. They ain't even seen my part. Right? So don't do that, because other people, there's a bunch of people who go, who put their work in on this particular project. If you're going to say something's terrible, you should at least have the decency to watch it and to be able to tell us exactly what you didn't like about it. That's fair. And if there's like a, I don't like that company type thing, if that's your vibe, cool. Vote with your dollars, but please let us know that that's what's up. Don't come on here and start telling about how the plot's terrible and this, that, and the other, and you ain't even watch Nam Frame. That's disrespectful. Okay? Don't do that. Don't do that to people. Also, absolutely unsolicited piece of advice for actors. Most of the actors that we see doing promo for movies that are talking about, you know, complaining about fandoms, I have two rules about this. We're going to talk about this in the next show, the next podcast. When you do something that's a version of a pre-existing IP, you are asking and you are literally trying to tap into pre-built critics. You're not getting automatic fans of your project. You're getting critics because these are people who like the original thing, and your thing has to be as good or better. And they have a vision of what this already looks like before you make anything. That's very difficult to do. Hats off to those who try. We're doing a conversion of a book to a film, to audiobook into a film ourselves called Asgard. That's a project in the works. It's not easy, okay? But you're getting pre-built critics. You can't react to that. And it's not strong to react to everybody's critique. Make a good movie, promote your good movie, tell us why your movie is good and why we should watch it. You can't attack fans into watching movies. It doesn't work. We've been watching it happen this entire time. People are attacking fandoms and it does not work. Don't do that. It's not a good look. You know, we make stuff, people don't like it, they don't like it. If they don't like it because they don't like the coloring or the fight choreography or the camera work, that's fine. Now, if you get rowdy in the comments, I might have to come troll you, right? Because that's just what I'm going to do. But if you have a legitimate critique about why you did or did not like something, I got to be able to take that. That's part of doing business. And if I'm not, I can't, that comes with the accolades. You know what I mean? You can't say I want Grammys and I want everybody to love my film, but I can't take it when people don't or don't like it or don't like me. You know, you got to be ready for that. I know I'm on a soapbox, but we're going to get to that. I'm going to probably do like a discussion with a couple other stunt people and film action people to talk about film and to talk about what we see going on in the industry, what we like or don't like. Yeah. So we'll try to put that out and schedule that ahead of time so you all know when it's going to happen. You could jump in. Instagram doesn't really let us do a great job of that. So please like, follow on Instagram or whatever platform you're on. We're on Instagram. We're doing some things on Rumble now. We're on Twitch now. What else? Facebook, obviously. YouTube, obviously. We got to get those numbers up. So, you know, like, share, subscribe, comment, engage with the content. That's how the algorithm figures out who they want to promote and boost. So if this is useful to you, if we're providing any service or value, let us know in the comments what you like, what you don't like, and let's rock. But we'll definitely plan some things out ahead of time so they're less impromptu and you have time to jump in with questions, ask questions, all that kind of stuff. Because we want y'all to engage. This is for us. We all we got, you know? So, indie all day. You know what it is. Ben Reddick, a.k.a. The Violence Conductor. Happy Valentine's Day. Love you guys. Respect to all of yous out there in the fight. Respect to all of you who are out there making stuff, putting your pride and energy on the line. To pursue your passions, and we're here to support you in any way that we really can. Whatever we can do. Vivek, I see you. Appreciate you for joining us today. We'll have some information for you. Everybody else, B-Boy Wicked, you know, Ming House, Wing Chun, Steven the TV, all of y'all, appreciate y'all jumping on and rocking with us a little bit. Happy Valentine's Day, and we will catch you on the next one. All right, y'all. Peace. And 3, 2, 1.